Well, Joe, you can say the city of Port Hackett is on edge, but it's also a city on lockdown. I drove into Port Hackett from the neighboring state of Imo State. It's a distance of about an hour, 30 minutes by road, and I counted no less than 20 checkpoints manned by heavily armed police and troops. Within the city of Port Hackett itself, there are sandbags protecting government installations. There are troops on pickup trucks with machine guns. There are armored personnel carriers deployed at strategic parts of the city. People are moving around, but there is some kind of tense situation. It's a city on edge, Joe.
Chinedu, let's look at the reasons for this. Now, last week, as you know, you reported that at least one faction of MEND supported this government plan to create an agency that would be responsible for development in the Niger Delta. Other factions disagreed with that, and they said they would not support it. And since then, there have been a number of attacks now in the Niger Delta against oil installations. Explain the different factions that make up MEND, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta.
Originally, MEND was part of the Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, led by a militant leader, Mujahid Asare Dokubo. But when he was arrested and he began consultations and discussions with the government, other officials of that group decided to break away and form the MEND. Right now, as we speak, the same process is repeating itself. There are some elements within MEND that support discussions and consultations with the government. Those elements support the current Vice President of Nigeria, Jonathan Goodluck, who is from the Niger Delta. So the group is split into several factions. There are those who are in the creeks fighting against the government and against the Vice President, and there are those who support the Vice President and are towing the line of discussions and consultations with the government. Those are the ones who have indicated interest in the peace process. Those are the ones who think talking to the government is the way to solve the problem.
Chinedu, since there is a split in MEND and heavy fighting is underway between government troops and factions of MEND, what does this do to the latest hopes that there would be a peace deal in the Delta?
It deals a blow to it. The plan was for some kind of a peaceful atmosphere to prevail before talks can begin. The talks are still going on. The government is going ahead with the preparations for the talks. But the fear is the venue of where these talks will take place. Initially, it was stated to be held somewhere in the Niger Delta for symbolic reasons. But unless the government can guarantee security, a lot of the stakeholders will not participate. So that is why you see a lot of security being beefed up in this area. They're trying to quell any kind of violence to ensure that all stakeholders attend the summit eventually when the government decides to go ahead with it. But for now, there are groups working on logistics, those who are working on other arms of this expected peace conference. The government is still going ahead, and it's instructive to note that the governor of this state, Rivers State, he also received threats from men that they're going to attack his family, but he said that's not going to deter any government activity, and that he will still going ahead to do what he has to do, and that essentially he's going to take the fight to men.
I've seen different reports that there's been disagreements within the Nigerian military as to how hard it should strike against MEND. There are some apparently who want to go full force against the militants. What reports are you getting where you are?
Joe, the reports I'm getting is that the split still continues. There are those who say you have to take a hard line position, not just to pick out the militants, but also to serve notice to other groups that the government will not and should not tolerate any armed group within Nigeria. Others are saying the Niger Delta is the nation's breadbasket, oil wealth, so to speak, that any escalation of military activity will essentially turn the place into a burning field.